I'm speaking with Jim Schweitzer, Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the National Insurance Crime Bureau, and today we're talking about the Geospatial Intelligence Center. Thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Sure, happy to do it.
So, can you describe what the Geospatial Intelligence Center is?
Yes, it's a consortium-funded organization, a product, really, that the NICB has rolled out over the past year or so. And what it comes down to is a organization or a consortium-funded effort to collect geospatial intelligence or imagery using aircraft. And this imagery is collected on a national basis, and it's also being collected on a top 100 metropolitan area basis. And the imagery itself is captured both from a top-down view for the whole country, and then from on those top metropolitan areas, we are capturing that both from top-down and also the oblique angle, or a 45-degree angle, which allows for both the ability to assess a property from a top-down view, but also to spin that property around using the oblique viewer to see all four sides of a property. So it's being done at a very, very high resolution. Basically, for those of us who don't live in this world, it's the highest resolution available today by aerial imagery. So it's much, much higher image resolution than a satellite image would be. It's much broader than, for example, a drone image would be. Drones have a very specific use. They are do an excellent job of imaging a property or two properties, but what we're talking about is wide area imaging. This is the ability to collect a large area of a metropolitan area in a very quick period of time and still maintain that resolution.
So what are the benefits or what is the goal of the center?
The goal of the center is to provide this imagery to the members of the GIC. And it's important to understand that the GIC is part of the NICB, but it is separately funded from the NICB. So the way we have set this up is that the participants in the GIC will be NICB members, but in order to benefit from all the technologies and capabilities, the analytics that the GIC offers, it will require a separate subscription. And as we build that subscription base, we will be rolling out enhanced capabilities of the GIC. What this does to the industry is allow the industry as a whole to take advantage of the technologies, the advances being made in the areas of technology and analytics as it relates to geospatial information. This geospatial information has a tremendous use case in the insurance industry. We look at it in NICB from a fraud perspective, but it can also be used on the underwriting side, it can be used on the claim side, and of course on the fraud side. So what the user of the imagery ends up with is a capability to analyze a property with multiple goals or multiple objectives.
So with this, you indicated that, you know, the separate subscription might allow the individuals that have those subscriptions or the companies that have that to get greater enhancements. What might those be?
Primarily, it's in the area of analytics, being able to take these high-resolution images and evaluate. For example, what we call the gray sky is post-catastrophe. So right now, we are in position to fly over the Carr Fire in California. And so as the sky clears and the ability to get up over those fires is made available, we will collect that imagery and then push that imagery to the participants of the GIC so that decisions can be made faster, more rapidly, and more accurately determine what the potential losses are, and also interact quicker with the customer to let them know the status of their property. We've been able to, and we're able to get into these these catastrophe sites using our and leveraging our relationships with law enforcement very promptly and quickly, and oftentimes before that area is opened back up to the public. And so by collecting this data and pushing this data to the members, they're in a position to keep their policyholders and customers advised of the status of their property in advance of actually getting in and seeing that property. So that's a great advantage just from the standpoint of being more proactive with the customer.
So you gave the example of the car fire, and I happened to go on the Geospatial Intelligence Center website earlier today, and I saw some of the images that were captured. So how often do the, are there flights to, capture imagery? For instance, with the car fire, is it daily or, multiple times per day?
Well, it will go up as often as necessary to get the imagery and the coverage that is requested by our participants, so the participants of the GIC. So in the case of a wildfire, there may be certain areas of the certain portions of the affected area that the visibility is such you can't get the imagery we are looking to get on a particular day. So in that case, we would fly where we can be successful and then revisit those areas as that airspace clears and the ability to capture the imagery is presented. So that is our response to catastrophes. The second portion of the GIC is what we call Blue Sky, and that's our ongoing effort to collect imagery, as it sounds, blue sky or times when skies are clear, so that that imagery can be made available to the participants as well and can be used on the underwriting side and on the claim side, both as a before image and then an after image compared with what was collected at the catastrophe site, and then the before image as it pertains to the status of a particular property, if that property is being looked at as from the underwriting side or the claim side. So that imagery is being collected every day throughout the year.
Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to add about the new center?
Well, I think what's really exciting to us is this opportunity to, as a consortium, and sharing the costs of collecting the imagery, of applying the analytics to the imagery, doing it as using the NICB model is what's most exciting to us. So the NICB has been around over 100 years, and we are a consortium of the property casualty industry. We have over 1,000 members of the NICB. And by bringing the GIC to our membership, we're giving them the opportunity as an industry to benefit from the technologies, the capabilities of geospatial information in multiple ways, as I've talked about. This consortium will, as a group, the participants in the GIC will be in a position to leverage this technology both today and in the future on behalf of the industry. So it's a great opportunity to leverage the cost of this versus the cost of each company doing this on their own by being a member of this consortium. And the value add that we believe and know from the participants today that comes from that is very, very exciting.
Thank you. Jim Schweitzer, Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the National Insurance Crime Bureau.